Community Connection this morning, covering a couple of topics for you, but of course our program brought to you by Jane Phillips Medical Center and by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And opportunity to start the program off with Justin Krebs. He is president of Bank First and got an opportunity for you to catch up on an economic forecast. Good morning, Justin. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
Well, happy to be here and always happy to talk about upcoming events in our community. And this is something I'm trying to remember. Is this the second or third time that Bank First has hosted an economic event recently?
Actually, I think this is the first one of this kind.
Okay.
First one of this kind.
Well, this is an event that I hope a lot of people will turn out to, because you've got a lot of good information. Got a couple of great speakers coming in. One of them I know people will have heard before for Chamber Economic Forecasts from Oklahoma State, but I'll let you give us our guest lineup.
Okay. We have Blaine Allen coming from Bank First, and he is the Senior Vice President of Financial Services. His specialty and his background is in electronic banking. Blaine is going to come and discuss new approaches to fraud deterrence and detection for businesses. What that kind of entails is, businesses today are attacked many times by people trying to break into their networks, business networks, and banking has changed so much over the last 10 to 15 years due to technology that thieves have changed the way that they attack businesses today. And he's going to talk a little bit about how banks, what banks do to protect their network systems, and what we do as a bank to try to help protect our customers. And so he's going to give a lot of discussion about that and answer some questions as well. And then we have Chad Wilkerson, who is the Oklahoma City Branch Executive for the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. Chad is an economist, and he will provide an Oklahoma economic outlook.
Because it's the nice thing about bringing Chad in from the Fed, and I know he has spoken to around five times. I don't remember exactly the number of times the chamber has had him in, and it was always a well-attended event with good questions from the audience, and I have no doubt he'll generate those again.
Absolutely. Chad does a great job answering questions. That's probably one of the things I enjoy the most about Chad's forums, is he just opens it up and he'll take any question and always has great answers and data to back up what his answers are.
Yeah, typically, and again, I'm not trying to put words in his mouth this morning, but typically he'll start with kind of a national picture, down to region, down to state, and whenever possible, Bartlesville or whatever community he happens to be talking about that particular day.
Absolutely, and you know, with all the changes in the energy and the grain sector or the ag sector, yeah, there should be a lot of things to talk about. Chad should have a lot of good insight for our community and state in those areas.
Yeah, when you were talking about electronic banking, I was kind of thinking back over I was a college student when ATMs kind of really opened up, and I think the bank gave you, I want to say, like, I don't know, 6 or 10 free transactions, and you could only basically use their network, and mm-hmm. then later on, you could use it all you wanted, but you had to use, there was a pretty good charge for using other people's network, and we've kind of even loosened that up a little bit so it's not quite as expensive, although you have costs involved, so you're still going to try to recoup that from us. And you hear the stories of, particularly around Christmas time, this business or that bank or this website being compromised, and mm-hmm. people's personal information and passwords and everything else being stolen. So yeah, you've got some busy responsibilities on taking care of your information, and also I'm sure how it relates to your customers and users.
Absolutely. Banks today spend a significant amount of time and money on a daily basis just trying to prevent fraud on our own systems and our customer systems. And we've found it to become a growing expense, because the thieves are continually trying to find new ways to break in.
Well, and I'm sure you do it. I know other banks do it as well. Customers will frequently get a call, even sometimes the day of a suspected transaction, where you or someone will call from the bank saying, did you buy something in India today or whatever? And usually the answer is no. And how much did it cost me?
You know, unfortunately, that happens every day.
Yeah.
And banks, every bank is dealing with it. And it's something that again, we spend a significant amount of time and money to try to help customers, you know, recover and recoup as much of their money as they can, or avoid it from happening completely.
Yeah, and so I have no doubt that, and again, I don't know that the text of everything that's going to be presented, but I think from a consumer point of view, we appreciate it when banks, I'll say, take care of our money for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's paramount in the banking business, because that's not your job to watch over your money 24/7. You put your money in our bank, and you trust us to take care of your money, and we take that job seriously.
Yeah, and I think it shows, and I think particularly when it comes to hometown banking, I'm not going to sit here and talk bad about the national institutions, but when you look at a bank that is based locally or regionally, you know, some with certainly with offices in town that you can still, if you choose to, walk in the door and face-to-face a teller as opposed to either drive up or do it all on an app, it's a nice personal business that we like.
You know? It gives, you know, I think it gives people, including myself, a lot of comfort knowing that if I have a problem, I can drive down the street, walk down the street, walk in and talk to someone face to face. I think there's a lot of comfort in doing that.
Is that part of the presentation that you're going to be talking, is that relationship, whether it's electronic on an app on my phone, and how you can make it as personal as maybe what we did 10, 20, 30 years ago or more?
I think that is some of what we're going to talk about. It'll be geared probably more towards businesses, mm-hmm. And their needs, but we will be talking about what we can do to help customers deter fraud, detect fraud, and how we handle some of those situations when it does happen. And a lot of that is going to be personal contact, how we get involved with the client and try to help them unwind any problems they have.
Yeah. When and where is the presentation, and how can we get signed up?
Presentation is with is on March 24th, Friday, March 24th, mm-hmm. at 10 a.m. in the Keating Center at the beautiful Oklahoma Wesleyan University campus. And if you would call Marcy Dobson at Bank First at 918-337-4509, or email Marcy at mdobson@bankfirst.com. And just let her know that you're coming, or how many people are coming from your office. We'd appreciate it. We want to make sure we have plenty of seats for everybody.
And we certainly want to give Oklahoma Wesleyan credit as a sponsor of this event. And it takes a cooperative effort sometime with an institution that has, number one, an auditorium with seating, and also mm-hmm. willing to play good host for the folks that are coming to hear what you have to say.
Absolutely. Oklahoma Wesleyan has been wonderful and jumped at the opportunity to take this on and help us with this. Dr. Epperson and Dr. Weaver, the Dean and Assistant Dean of the Business College, have been very supportive and helpful, and we appreciate them.
Target audience, who you mentioned you're aiming much of this at the business community, but just kind of interpolating what I think you're saying, any of us that are interested in what's going on in the economy would benefit.
Absolutely. It's open to the public. So even if you're not necessarily a self-employed person or affiliated with a local business, and you just want to come and hear what's going on in the economy, we would love to have you.
Okay. And again,
it's free.
That was my next question. I don't want to make any assumptions on this, but it's nice when you open the doors and say, as long as we got seats, come on in.
Absolutely. And we've been told by Dr. Epperson that if we fill the Keating Center up, they can move it just to another building and open it up to all the seating we would need. So we have plenty of room if for some reason the Keating Center comes full.
When you get bank officials hosting something like this, you already are dealing with the fiduciary responsibility of taking care of our or your customers' money, but also it's nice that you're informing your customers, either the business customers or individual customers that are attending, what they can do to help you do that, to get a more complicated password or whatever else that the speaker might bring out.
Absolutely, and it seems to be ever-changing as the thieves continue to get smarter and they become more sophisticated in how they attack things. We have to become more sophisticated in how we deter that and keep it from happening. So, you know, I would encourage people, bring questions. You know, we've got experts coming and ask them questions. I think if you have a question about something, there's probably a whole lot of people in the room could gain that knowledge as well.
Okay, well, it sounds like this is going to be a worthwhile endeavor. What else have I not brought up here that is important that people know about what's going on?
I think you've done a good job of covering it all, Charlie.
Okay, well,
thank you.
It's an important observation that we want people to come. We want people to learn what they have to say. And I will say, develop a relationship with a hometown banker. I'm talking to you this morning, but again, a hometown banker of your choice. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me, Charlie.
All right. Again, Justin Krebs with us this morning from Bank First, inviting you to the event later this month. That'll be at the Keating Center on the Oklahoma Wesleyan University campus. More on a community connection as we switch gears in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, and as we change from your dollars to... Well,
Charlie,
food. Feed them and they will come, or have good ideas for food and they will come.
We are going to help. Charlie, it's time to talk about our KWN cooking extravaganza. That's our traditional cooking show, but a whole lot different this year in that it's not just going to be one person on stage. We're going to have celebrity chefs from throughout the community.
But Jamie Dunn's still going to be there.
She's supposed to still be there. We're hoping that everything's going to go on as planned. We've got Mark Spencer from The Painted Horse that's going to do some fabulous recipes. If anybody knows Mark, he has great ideas,
yeah,
and very creative and just a warm heart. And so he's going to do a fabulous... Let's tell people when it is, Charlie.
That's
then I'll
a good
get
idea.
Into the
okay,
details.
Let,
okay. It, We're talking about Tuesday, April 4th at Bartlesville Community Center.
Okay.
So people are used to the Taste of Home cooking school that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be honest with you, Taste of Home doesn't do it anymore. And they've stopped doing it, but we don't want to stop. We have too much fun doing it. You know, this is our time to get together with people.
Yeah.
So we're still going to do it, but we're going to expand it and make it local and stuff. So that's what we're doing, Tuesday, April 4th. We invite people to join us. They're going to have the same experience they had before, where their vendor booths, where they're going to get the goodie bag, they're going to get a cookbook, stage show, just like before. But instead of Jamie being the one person on stage, like I said, we're going to have several other local chefs. So that's where I started to get into. Mark Spencer from Painted Horse will be there. He's going to do, well, let's see, do you have the recipes down on your mind? I got Jerry Melton here, our promotions director, and she's been typing the cookbook. Wait till you see this cookbook. It's fabulous, Charlie.
Well, the nice thing about Taste of Home has always been that their recipes are submitted by real people, and we're doing the same thing.
Uh-huh. I don't know exactly what he's going to be cooking. I know it's a type of meat, but he's got a bunch of different sauces and dipping sauces and different ways and different things that you can put that sauce on. And so he's not even going to show you just one recipe. He's going to show you three recipes, like, together, kind of. He's going to tell you about them, and he's going to be able to show you how you're going to be able to put this on a multiple amount of different things. So it's kind of fun. He's not going to just show you one recipe on stage. He's going to be able to tell you a bunch of different ways to use it.
You mentioned something about his sauces, and mm-hmm. and if you've eaten at Painted Horse or at one of other Mark's previous dining businesses, it's the ginger sauce on the salmon, or it's the other mm-hmm. sauce on this other meat, or whatever, that makes what he's presenting different than just what you and I might do.
Yeah, and if you're a vegetarian, I believe he's got it to where you can actually put it on a salad and stuff too, so that's pretty cool. He's
or
got
vegetables.
Or vegetables, yeah, or different things, yeah, so he's got it to where anybody can use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we're also thrilled because we have Hillcrest Chef, Jimmy Howe, mm-hmm. who's going to come, and he's going to do some kind of a chicken with...
Italian
chicken with a mushroom risotto, you know, type of a recipe.
Mm-hmm.
Susan Miller is coming from Rolling Pin Bakery and Deli, and Susan's known for her her breads. Sure. So she's not going to just show us a standard bread. She's going to show us kind of a pizza-type dough bread, mm-hmm. and then she's going to, the pizza sauce that she uses with homemade herbs and all that are a part of it. So that should be kind of a fun, unique recipe, too. And then Tri-County Tech, one of their instructors, Derek Brownsford, he's going to come, and he's going to do a ceviche. And stuff too, so kind of a different twist. So we really have some interesting things. We think it's going to be a whole lot of fun, just a little bit different stage experience, but yet really special.
Well,
so.
I have no doubt as many of the things that make what we've done in the past what they were, the local business that supplies all the appliances and everything else on stage, that part of it's still going to be up front.
We will have Cliff's Flooring and Window, who's going to have, you know, our presentation on stage, so we have that as well. We'll have, you know, goodie bags and door prizes, and all of that will be the same. The vendor booths, again, we're about sold out of our vendor booths down in Community Hall, so you're going to have a full experience. You come at 5 o'clock, and from 5 to 6:30, you get to visit all the vendors. We'll have a couple concessionaires, too, so if you're coming directly from work and didn't have time to eat, we've got Dink's and Classic Fair Catering and Rolling Pin that will all have some food there, and I think Mark Spencer at his booth is going to have a little tasting something maybe as well, but... Yeah, so you're going to be able to have some dinner, some food there as you're browsing the different booths. And then at 6:30 is when you come up for the stage show. So, yeah, it's the same type of thing that we've done before, but we think it's going to be even more fun.
And Dori, talking about tasting, you know, our VIPs are a little bit different this year, too. Jamie, a lot of people have wanted to always have a little bit of one-on-one time with her. If you buy a VIP package this year for $30, you still get your upfront seating and early entry. But Jamie's also going to do a demo and tasting backstage. She's going to be doing an appetizer, and she'll be able to show you exactly all her tips and tricks that she always shows us on stage. She's going to have that with our one-on-one with our VIPs. Plus, you're going to get a $15 gift certificate to the Painted Horse.
Wait a minute. You get upfront seating, you get the time with Jamie, and a gift certificate.
Yes.
So the ticket basically becomes half price.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. And you also get to the 4:30 exclusive vendor mm-hmm. booth. From 4:30 to 5, only the VIPs get to be in the vendor area. And so that's another special. So, yeah, it's really neat. Now, if you are interested in a VIP ticket, you need to come to the radio station to get your VIP ticket because we sell them here. But if you would like to get a ticket to the cooking show, you can get those easily at home. Go online. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, and you can buy your tickets right in the comfort of your own home. They are $11 if you do it online. If you want to get out about and get a ticket, they're only $10. You can get those either here at the radio station, but you can also get them at Cliff's Flooring and Windows downtown, or if you're over toward the east side, RCB Bank also has them for $10.
Okay.
So $10 at Cliff's, at RCB Bank, or the radio station. $11 online, or if you're at the community center and you want it for the convenience there, they are $14 at the community center, and that's because they have extra handling fees and all that they do for all of their programs, and we fit into that program that they work with there at the community center. So, you know, if you wait to the last minute, you're going to pay a little bit more for it.
Yeah.
So I encourage you to get them early, get them now. Also, if they would happen to sell out, then, you know, we won't have them available.
And
last
tickets
minute
have been on sale for roughly 2 weeks already.
They've been on sale, and if we sell out, we only sell 900 tickets. You say, well, the community center is a huge room. Why can't you sell more? Because we only have that many goodie bags, and we promise everybody's going to get to have a goodie bag, and we don't do 1,200 goodie bags because we don't want to waste some of the items that are in the bags that the vendors give to us, because those vendor bags do have, or the goodie bags have a lot of nice items from our vendors and mm-hmm. coupons, and we've got a little measuring scoop type of measure that's going to be in it this year, and so we always put some fun things in it as well as your cookbook.
Yeah, I think our kitchen is developing all those items that are all radio station branded different spoons or,
exactly.
or other devices that have, you know, in the years that we've hosted a cooking show. So
exactly. So we're just really excited about it. You know, sometimes you turn a lemon into lemonade, and when Taste of Home said sorry, we're not going to do them anymore, we kind of did our 5 minutes of boo-hoo, and then, but what can we do? And so now we are just so much more excited about what we can do to make it local and make it really special for people.
Now, without overworking Jerry on the typing, is have we already passed a deadline on recipe submissions, or can you still get them in?
Nope, the cookbook is ready to go to print, so we are making some last minute things this morning, but it looks good and it's really exciting. I'm excited to be able to share all these recipes with everybody, especially all the chef recipes. I've seen them come out and watch them because they're really sounding good.
I'm sure you're, and I've seen you over there typing away on some of this stuff, and I have no doubt you've done a lot of it when I was on the air or out the door or
yes.
whatever. But you've commented a time or two, ooh, this sounds good. I need to try this one.
Yes, and Dory proofed it for me yesterday, and she ended up having to go to lunch because she was so hungry.
Gee, that sounds good.
I know, it was. And, you know, a variety of recipes, too. I mean, you know, they're not just all entrees. You've got your appetizers and desserts, and you've got your beverages and
side items,
the whole gamut. I mean, there's a little bit of something all on the pages. So, next year you're going to want to have a recipe in it too, Charlie.
Well, that's entirely likely, I think. I can probably
find some Italian for us, Charlie.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, I'll dig up one of my grandmother's recipes or something.
Yeah,
that's good. So again, tickets are available, and I won't say it's first come, first serve, but when they're all gone, they're gone.
They're gone. And we do also have a group discount. So if people want to get together, some of their girlfriends, if you want to make it a small group night with couples to come, if you want to grab your neighborhood, just if you have a group of 10 or more, the tickets are only $9. Mm-hmm. You do need to get them here at the radio station because we're the only ones that can kind of put that special deal together for you. But if you put a group together, you can save a little money too. So not too early. Get your group together. Come on and get your tickets and join us April 4th. It's a Tuesday night at Bartlesville Community Center.
And it is too long of a list of sponsoring and participating organizations for me to read here in the about 45 seconds that I've got left. But just looking at...
One thing we haven't mentioned, Charlie, I might interrupt you,
yeah.
is that you know, we are encouraging people also to bring non-perishable canned good items. This year, we're the Lighthouse is our mission, and we're going to be giving those to the Lighthouse. So if you'd like to come, not only with your ticket or your VIP lanyard, but also come with a can or two, and we'll give those to the Lighthouse.
Sounds like a great deal. Get your tickets now. Get them online at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Pick them up here at the radio stations or, again, Cliss Flooring and Windows or
RCB
at RCB Bank.
Bank.
And if you choose to drop by the community center, they can also get you taken care of.
Perfect.
Coming up Tuesday night, April 4th at the Bartlesville Community Center. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network. It's 5 before 9 at K1.